Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now. We're joined by Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor Southers, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. It is a gorgeous week here in Colorado Springs. We know that there was a lengthy discussion with the council last night involving in a proposed apartment complex in northern Colorado Springs. And let's talk a little bit about kind of that mixture of needing to address the housing availability, but also some concerns from existing neighbors as we look for infill possibilities in the city.
Well, it's always an issue. Obviously, people... particularly single-family residential folks, you know, they enjoy their neighborhoods and they are typically opposed to any greater traffic congestion or anything else that might, in their opinion, lower their quality of life. And yet you have people who own private property. They're entitled to develop it as long as they comply with building codes and other requirements. And the fact of the matter is we need additional housing in Colorado Springs in a variety of ways. We need more single-family residences. We need more multifamily. I want to make sure everybody understands that, frankly, the pace at which Colorado Springs is growing is not historically unprecedented. Over the last decade, we averaged about 1.5% growth per year, about 17% over the last 10 years. On a historical basis, that's not as high as it's been. There's been periods of time when we've averaged 2.5% to 3% growth. And I always try and remind people that to be able to make sure that our high school and college graduates living in Colorado Springs who want to remain in Colorado Springs, we have to create about 5,500 new jobs a year. It's hard to do that and not grow.
And so with that growth, you need to have the housing to be able to support those new young professionals who may be moving into the community. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting balancing act. And, you know, another thing that we've seen is the growth over the past years bringing a lot of people. We're approaching a very somber anniversary here in Colorado Springs. Next week will be the 10th anniversary of the Waldo Canyon fire. And really, as somebody who was here in the time, who has seen, you know, kind of what happened, but also the rebound, let's talk a little bit about really that day that changed so much here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I think one of the things that changed for the better is I think we have a lot greater focus on mitigation efforts in the wildland-urban interface. We've got about 35,000 homes in the wildland-urban interface in Colorado Springs. I think people are much more attentive to what they need to do to mitigate their own property, to minimize wildland fire dangers. I know that we have significantly improved some of our police and fire processes. You know, we used to have very large evacuation zones. We've gotten much more specific. I think right now under a new software program we've got, we're going to have in excess of 200 evacuation zones, and we can trigger those very quickly by computer with reverse 911 calls and things like that, and reduce the need to over-evacuate, which we've had to do in the past because we didn't have the ability to be very specific about what areas that we evacuated. So a lot of things have improved. It's been an historical natural disaster concern. I grew up in Colorado Springs. I remember my parents talking about the worst fire in the history of Colorado Springs was January of 1950. Burned up most of the side of Cheyenne Mountain, burned down portions of Fort Carson, threatened the Broadmoor, and 9 people were killed. So this is an ongoing concern when you live in an area like we do.
Absolutely, and that's also why I know there's been such a concerted effort with the Colorado Springs Fire Department to really hold a series of town hall meetings to really make sure that different parts of the city are aware of the unique challenges, because Colorado Springs also has so many different microclimates within the city. So really how you would handle a fire in one area is drastically different than in another area, all within the same municipality.
Yeah, the other thing, of course, that's going on, and I really want to give a shout-out to our voters on this, they allowed us to retain $20 million of a Tabor excess last year and create a permanent wildland fire mitigation fund. And we've got a citizen committee advising the fire department how to spend that money, and I think that's going to help us dramatically expand our mitigation efforts.
Absolutely. And finally, we know we've got a large event coming up in the coming weeks here on America's Mountain, the 100th running the Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. I heard a rumor you got to go up in one of the cars during some of the early practices, but also really kind of a credit to you and the city for making sure that some much needed repair work was done at the top to have a successful, safe run up America's Mountain this year.
Well, Andrew, it wasn't you didn't hear the rumor. You saw me do it because you were up there, and I felt terrible that they shut down the practice session before you got an opportunity to go. Have you been able to get back up there?
You know, I wasn't able to yet. Unfortunately, the reality of having a one-month-old, a toddler, and a wife that kind of has to deal with two kids on her own Monday through Friday, I couldn't find another Saturday to really go up there, but definitely excited for the race day and really, you know, just the presence that having that race and really this landmark running will bring here to Colorado Springs.
You know, Shannon, Andrew's kind of a slim guy. You should, a tall guy. You should have seen him trying to fit into one of these race cars, climbing through the window and stuff like that. It was a kind of a comical scene, quite frankly.
Yeah, I know. I think they had to put me last just to with the concerns as far as stretching out and making sure the harness would work. But I think I probably took longer to get in and out of the car than your whole run up to that top section.
That could be, Andrew. That could be.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Sellers, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News, and we'll talk again next month.
Thanks so much. Take care.